This is KUT. The state of Texas has one of the worst HPV vaccination rates in the country. That's the human papillomavirus, which has been linked to several cancers. Only a third of Texas kids are getting vaccinated. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports cancer prevention and healthcare advocates are starting a public education campaign across the state to help fix that.
Jamie Wesolowski was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer about 11 years ago. He says his doctors were almost certain it was caused by HPV. That's why Wesolowski, now the president and CEO of Methodist Healthcare, says it's disheartening to see that so few Texans are doing what they can to prevent their children from getting HPV.
So, you know, I'm very, very proud to live in Texas. I think we are the greatest state in the country. We do so many things so well. But I have to tell you, for this particular issue, I'm ashamed. I mean, we are 47th out of 50 states.
That's why the American Cancer Society, the Texas Medical Association, and the University of Texas System are launching a public education campaign. They say misinformation about the vaccine is the biggest driver behind that low rate. And Dr. Kimberly Avila Edwards, a pediatrician with Austin Regional Clinic, says complicating the issue is the way pediatricians talk to parents about the vaccine.
We can say you need the diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, meningitis, and if you want the HPV vaccine, which is messaging and misinformation.
Dr. Avila says she doesn't say that. She tells parents these are the three vaccines, and then she answers questions if they have any.
Fear is really what drives concern, and I appreciate that because parents want the best for their children in most circumstances, and to be able to allay those fears and take those 2 minutes to answer questions, I think, is invaluable.
Groups say the goal is to replicate that communication between parents and doctors about the vaccine across the state. Jamie Wesolowski with Methodist Healthcare says he also wants to work with Texas legislators to introduce a bill that would improve public education and require strong recommendations from physicians. Wesolowski also wants lawmakers to pass a mandate requiring the vaccine, but acknowledges that will be a challenge in Texas.
I would love to take that challenge and partner with somebody as a mandate, because I really do believe it should be, like I said, but I think we need to start somewhere.
In 2007, then-Governor Rick Perry issued an executive order mandating young girls get the HPV vaccine. However, the Texas legislature blocked that order. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.